You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
After the Kohanim came back, by the mother and the daughter, Yocheved and Miriam, Hanabiah, that they went through such a sacrifice and disobeyed the command of Paro, the Chas V'Shalom, to harm the Jewish babies. So it says in the Torah, because they feared Hashem, not Paro, they feared Hashem. So Hashem made houses for them. So Rashi HaKadosh explained, houses means the house of Kohanim and Levim. So now here is the base and the foundation of the Kohanei HaKodesh and Levim that they served Hashem. So now obviously we have to see what's the connection. They showed such a courage, and it was not easy, you know, to stand in front of Paro and disobey him. And then Hashem gave him a reward. So because you listened to me and you feared me, not Paro. So now your reward will be that your descendant will serve in Beit HaMikdash. So what's the connection? Exactly. So what is the connection? The Kohanim know. What's the connection? You know about this? You're thinking or you're waiting for me? You're thinking. It's okay, we have time. Today, what, well, is Monday?
It's a Monday. I'll give you the privilege, you come next to me.
I'm sorry?
Hashem give them the privilege that his children come next to Hashem.
Yeah, but why? Well, what's the connect? That's why we're trying to find out what the connection is. What's the task of the Kohanim? What do they do?
Bring korbanot.
They bring korbanot. That's good. Right. So, what's the...
Act as a channel for the blessings of Hashem to answer.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So now, here, to the Kohanei HaKodesh, see, they have such a very important task. And it is actually, like, let's say somebody committed a mistake, right? So now he brings a korban, right? So now, when he brings his sacrifice, what exactly happens? So the Kohen checks the korban, right, the sacrifice, the animal, and then brings it on the altar, then he slaughters it.
Instead of the person who made the sin.
Exactly. And then what happens?
He splashed the
blood. And then what happens?
And he eats it.
Who eats it?
The Kohen.
Why should he eat it? He eats it? He eats the meat?
Yeah. I told him to eat it.
So what does it make a difference if he eats the meat or he doesn't eat the meat? It's a part of the process, no? Right, actually, they're honored with 24 privileges. The Kohanim, you see it soon, that then they received 24 privileges. This is called 24 matanot that Hashem gave him. Whose nefesh? The one that brought the korban, sacrifice, the kohen.
Yeah.
He has to eat it. So if he doesn't eat it the way that he's supposed to eat it, so then the whole process of the korban, it's right. So now here we see Levi'im, right? Levi'im, what do they do?
Sorry.
Yeah, Kohen and Levi, as we see many times in Torah, Ribbono Shel Olam mentions them as Kohanim Levi'im. right? It's the same. It's the same thing. Because Aharon was supposed to be Levi. Moshe was supposed to be Kohen Gadol. So then something went wrong. So then the task was changed. Aharon HaKohen became Kohen Gadol. And Moshe became Levi. So now, what did Levi do?
They sing for Hashem.
Yes, but Levi, the son of Yaakov Avinu, did he do anything?
No.
No?
He listens to his wife.
Did he go against Yosef? Shimon and Levi, did he go against Yosef? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Did they go to Shechem? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah? What are they doing in Shechem? To defend their sister, right?
Yes.
So out of the 12 brothers,
only two.
Right?
Yeah.
Only two. Or at the time of sin of golden calf, Chet HaEgel, who stood up?
Only
he backed up. This is interesting, no?
Yeah, okay.
So back to Yocheved and Miriam, you see, Hashem said, because you feared me, I'm going to give you these two channels. And they are Kohanim and Levim. So interesting that the same way that they feared Hashem, these two exactly they copied their mother and the sister. Huh? Make sense?
Yeah, these two copied Levi, yes, but Shimon.
No. Kohanim and Levi. Yeah, Shimon was, you know, accompanying the Levi, but the main, as we see later, only Levi fixed the matter, because, I mean, he did whatever that he thought is right to do. But later on, we see out of millions of people, only a portion that Leviim, they backed up Moshe ben Aaron. So now, one thing that we learned, what did we learn? No, I understand, but see, again, the mother and the sister, they did such a courageous act. You know, they stood in front of Paro, you know, the vicious Paro. You know what it is, you know, to go against them. So they did. So now Hashem gave him the reward, right? So what do we learn from here? What do you learn? The same way the mother and the sister, it is such a
sacrifice.
Yeah, the sacrifice that they did. So now, ledorei dorot, the olay omeat. No, forever and ever, we have Kohanim and Levi, right?
Omes.
Yeah, it could be fine. No, maybe from another source or in other way. But here it came from them. So the Torah says it came from them. So now, here sometimes, we wonder, okay, fine, I did it. But if I do it, what's going to happen? What's the use? Does it happen to you? All the time. We say, now, we say this, Ploni, the doubts, right? The negative, destructive voice pushes it away from us, cancel it, milefanenu, front of us, and from behind us. What does that mean? Because before you do it, it says, well, you became tzaddik. Huh? Tzaddik? You're tzaddik now? Ouch. Well, what are you doing? What's going to happen? You know, what are you going to gain? He said, no. I'm going to do it. I heard the Divrei Torah between Mincha and Arvit. I'm going to do it. So now, after you do it, you say, Chazak Baruch, you did it. So you see, nothing happened. Everything's the same. So that's why, that's his task. Before he comes and tells you, what do you think? You're a rabbi? What are you doing? It's not for you. That's not for you. He comes and makes you call. And then after you do it, I mean, it could be not only from you, it could be around you also, the same, you know, lots of support from around. So now, afterward, he says, see, nothing happened. There's an interesting Mishnah, Masechet Pe'ah. It's brought in the Mishnah that if somebody says, no, he pretends, fakes it. Oh, I'm limping, I cannot walk. Like, let's say, can you give me a ride? He says, no, I don't feel well. Or you tell him, can you lend me some money? He says, no, I invested in here and there. Or he says, give me this. He says, no, my eyes hurt, I cannot see. So now the Mishnah says, if somebody acts like this, he would not leave this olam till he becomes limp, he becomes ani, and he would not be able to see. He becomes blind. Why? Because when he said, I can't, you know, he brought excuses, and he was not telling the truth. So now, Mishnah says in Masechet Pe'ah, he's not going to leave this olam till he become exactly what he said. You follow? Now, here's a positive way. If someone, even it's hard for him, he does it. He gets up, even though that he doesn't have it, you know, he helps. So now we see in the same aspect when he says that I don't have, but he has. He's not going to leave this olam till really he would not have. If he does it, even though that is hard for him to do, he's not going to leave this olam that he's able to do it. So that means that you're not going to lose out. He's not going to lose out. Even though at this moment, you know, it's tough, I can't, you know, yeah, I'm tired, you know, I have a little headache and so on, but you do it, then Ibn Shalom sees, Chazaka Baruch, you're doing it. So now, even though that it was hard for you to do it and you did it, so now I'm going to make the status for you that you'll be able completely to do it. And that's what exactly the whole Masechet Kohanim is all about. The mother and the daughter, you know what they went through? What a fear it is, what a scaredness it is, but they did it. And we see the Kohanim and Levim is the approval that when you do something, even though that is hard for you, as long as you have the fear of Hashem, Hashem Baruch Hu give you reward in the Olamei Ad forever and ever. And that's such a powerful message that when, yeah, it's hard and you give up, you don't know what you lose. You know what you lose. But when it's tough and it's hard, and Sukkam says, even doesn't permit, but you do it, then he's going to stay the old man. Hashem is like, you know, Hashem will give us the siyat v'shmaya, without Hashem. To Mesamiach, Abinu Sheva Shomayim, Mesamiach, Abinu Sheva Shomayim, Mesamiach, Abinu Sheva Shomayim, Mesamiach, Abinu Sheva
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.